Okay, the book of Lamentations. Today we finish up this book. We come to chapter 5, verse 1. And Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, O Lord, what has come upon us. Look and behold our reproach. And God does look at our sufferings. He looks even when those sufferings are due to our sins. He doesn't like to see it either. Verse 2, our inheritance has been turned over to aliens and our houses to foreigners. And the inheritance here is talking about the promised land. It is now under the control of foreigners, non-Israelite nations. 3, we have become orphans and waifs. Our mothers are like widows. We pay for the water we drink, and our wood comes at a price. Yeah, and the things that God used to provide in such abundance and were taken for granted are no longer there. God is punishing. Things have changed. 5, they pursue at our heels. We labor and have no rest. We have given our hand to the Egyptians and the Assyrians to be satisfied with bread. Their friends, Egypt and Assyria, cannot help them because God is against them. There's no help coming. This is the judgment of God. 7, our fathers sinned and are no more, but we bear their iniquities. And sin had spread to every generation which was alive, and each generation paid in their own unique way. Verse 8, servants rule over us. There is none to deliver us from their hand. We get our bread at the risk of our lives because of the sword in the wilderness. Our skin is hot as an oven because of the fever of famine. Their bodies were sick because they were not eating the proper food. Infections were setting in, so they were running fevers, and you know how miserable that feels, especially when your skin is as hot as an oven. Just delirious. You can't even sleep, and it's terrible, and not to have any way of correcting that. And it gets worse, verse 11. They ravished the women in Zion, the maidens in the cities of Judah. And so the enemies forced the women of Judah to have sex with them. This was the price that these ladies paid for their sins, including baking bread and offering it to the Queen of Heaven. Remember that from Jeremiah? Well, that Queen of Heaven sure didn't do a very good job of protecting her worshipers, did she? Verse 12, princes were hung up by their hands and elders were not respected. Young men ground at the millstones, boys staggered under loads of wood. The women were abused, and the men were made slaves. 14, the elders have ceased gathering at the gate, and the young men from their music. The elders, the older men, used to meet at the city gate and talk. This is where business was transacted, and this is where fellowship was enjoyed, at the city gates. Sit around and talk about the world's problems, I suppose, and try to solve them. Who knows? But that is no more either. 15. The joy of our heart has ceased. Our dance has turned into mourning. The crown has fallen from our head. Woe to us, for we have sinned. They had no happiness, and they had no hope of getting any either, which, you know, just added insult to injury. 17, because of this our heart is faint, because of these things our eyes grow dim, because of Mount Zion, which is desolate, with foxes walking about on it. And then in verse 19, you, O Lord, remain forever. Your throne from generation to generation. God doesn't enjoy seeing his people suffer punishment for their sin, but it doesn't ruin his day. Or it doesn't make him incapable of carrying on as God anymore either. I mean, he's still on his throne. He doesn't skip a beat. 20. Why do you forget us forever and forsake us for so long a time? And he can't understand why God allows the suffering to go on. Well, you know, he better get used to it, because the 70-year captivity is just barely getting started. 21. Turn us back to you, O Lord, and we will be restored. Renew our days as of old, unless you have utterly rejected us and are very angry with us. Repentance is something that God must give us. He has to turn us back to him. Repentance is a gift from God. It's something that the Bible says we are granted. However, we must receive it, and we must act on it of our own free will, because he's not going to force it on us. And when we choose to repent, he certainly will restore us to himself. You know, he doesn't change. He hasn't gone anywhere. People are the ones who change and turn their back on him, and he's always ready to receive them if they honestly and truly return to him. And so, we end the book of Lamentations. I'll see you next time in the book of Ezekiel. Until then, so long, everyone.